Andy, how do you feel that, about the performance as a reaction to Saturday's disappointment?
Well, listen, I think Saturday was... it was a good performance Saturday. Mm. We just didn't get the result. And like I said to the lads before the game, you know, we didn't get the result Saturday because it was just... When you're playing at that kind of top end of the table against teams that are in similar situations as you, it's just them really small little details that can be the difference between you know winning, drawing and losing a game. And you know, we can say it's a bit of individual brilliance from Bobby Grant, but you know, I think we had chances as well. And you know, I thought we could have just played a little bit more football on Saturday. And you know, like we always say, you know, my philosophy is you can lose one, but you know, don't get beat two on the bounce, and the lads know that, and that's part of our kind of mantra, if you like. And we've reacted well today on a tough surface, different to Saturday, but we managed the game well in the end to get the 3 points.
Have we lost two on the bounce since you came in? I was trying to think. I don't even before the game. I think.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, that's fine. It's a great goal by Liam Tong today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Great technique. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because obviously this type of surface tonight probably isn't conducive to good touch and a strike. You know, two touches, if you like. I thought Saturday, you know, the one that I think everyone, the one that fell to him and it got snuffed out, if you like. You know, we'd all have backed him to put it in the back of the net. But, you know, he came up trumps tonight and he led by example in the middle of the pitch tonight.
Well, I've just interviewed him. I said he's proved the rumour wrong that he has no left foot, hasn't he?
Well, I think he scored one against Garth, 15 in the cup as well.
I wasn't there.
But, you know, as a group tonight, tough journey. You know, bus was late. You know, players having to leave work early and, you know, get together as a group and a squad. And, you know, I think more than anything, we all felt it Saturday, you know, losing. After all the effort we put in, and it was important that we reacted together as a group, and I thought we put everything on the line. And you know, I thought at the end there, Ollie Battersby's save in literally last kick of the game is absolutely outstanding and crucial. And you know, sometimes goalkeepers don't get plaudits, and you know, obviously looking at Saturday, you know, we all feel he could have done a little bit better on the goal because it's it from distance. But, you know, tonight he's come up trumps with that save in the last minute.
I was right at the far end of the pitch, actually. Can you tell me what happened? Because I thought they were celebrating the goal almost.
Yeah, no, but obviously the ball just came in and I don't know how the lads found himself free in the middle of the box. And, you know, Ollie's just closed the space down and saved it at point blank range. So, you know, quick thinking and you know, exactly what we need from our goalkeeper.
I think we have to give Whitby some credit for the way they responded to going down to 10, don't we?
I think it's always difficult when you go down to 10. You know, normally if you're playing against 10 on a surface you can play football on, it's a lot easier to keep it. But as you could see tonight, you know, the lads' feet are going from under them and then they're going to take a touch and it bobbles up. And but you know, we did enough to win the game. We had you know, number of chances. I thought we could have done a little bit better. When we broke their back line as well, we could have done a little bit better in certain areas. You know, I know they hit the post, but listen, they had to really go for it because, you know, listening to their manager at the weekend, you know, in terms of their playoff hopes, tonight's a must-win game for them. So, you know, we had to ride our luck at times, but... again, I thought we defended ever so well throughout.
You had Tom Denton dropping in at the back later on, and he's proved his versatility, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to get every ounce out of the squad. Everyone's getting used now. Everyone's getting minutes, getting up there, and Dents is no different to that. And I thought he led the line excellently with Gabs. You know, obviously we changed Callan's, you know, position slightly tonight, and I thought he had a real strong game as well. And no, but we have to do that. I mean, the biggest disappointment tonight is obviously Ollie Brown getting sent off. I think, and I'd love to see all this back because their little winger, who's a good player, but, you know, he's young, probably needs to... I thought he should have got booked and that's it because he's run over to Brown. He's started being aggressive and pushing him and the refs pushed... you know, refs book Brownie for being aggressive, and he's not been aggressive.
No.
So that's not a booking.
Yeah.
And then the last one there, they're both running for the ball and it's a tangle, and he gets a second yellow. So, you know, I know they're a bit aggrieved about their lad getting sent off, but it felt a little bit like it was trying to get even done.
Yeah, and Callum Murphy, just before we scored, I noticed that Callum, he charged down a clearance and nearly scored. The number of times he's charged down clearances this season, he deserves one, doesn't he, from that?
And do you know what, though, either what I said to the players, I didn't think we did that enough on Saturday.
Right.
I didn't think we ran after balls that we had no right to get on Saturday. But that's our mentality. Yeah. We've got to run and run and run and run. And we didn't do that enough Saturday. I'm not saying it's just Callan or the forward players. I just mean, you know, as a group in general, I thought we could have done a little bit more Saturday. But, you know, the most important thing is we've reacted in the right way tonight. Obviously, that was a game in hand as well. A lot of teams will be looking round hoping that we'd have lost that tonight, but we've won it.
And, yeah, I mean, that puts us right back in the playoff mix. And we've got 7 games to go yet, is it? I think. So so we're very much in there fighting now, aren't we?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And that's all we can do. And we need everyone there Saturday again, you know, because it'll be a tough game. Ilkeston are a good team.
Yeah.
Got some players that have got some real talent. So we've got to make sure we're ready for the challenge.
Great. Thanks so much, Andy.
Cheers.